Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses with Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of BJP ruled states steps to increase outreach of central government schemes. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Tokyo today. MCD seals basement of 13 civil services coaching institutes in Delhi after old Rajendra Nagar mishap. Government to celebrate 4th anniversary of National Education Policy 2020 with Akhil Bharatiya Siksha Samagam in New Delhi today. Manu Bhakar becomes the first Indian woman to win an Olympic medal in shooting competition. And in cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in second T20 international to take unassailable 2-0 lead in 3-match series. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed with the Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of the BJP-ruled states the steps to increase outreach of central government schemes. Mr. Modi gave several suggestions on further improving the governance in their respective states, emphasizing on the welfare schemes for their better delivery. Mr. Modi was addressing a two-day meeting of the BJP Chief Ministers' Council in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The meeting was aimed at reviewing governance practices and welfare initiatives. The meeting was also attended by BJP Chief JP Nadda and senior party leaders Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah, among others. The Prime Minister also suggested that the centrally sponsored schemes are very carefully designed and tampering with them during implementation in states should be avoided. In a statement after the meeting, party leader Vinay Sahasrabuddhi said, Mr. Modi emphasized on the need to ensure saturation coverage of welfare schemes going on in the BJP-ruled states, saying they should be seen as an example of good governance. The Prime Minister also talked about making efforts to take the country's economy to $5 trillion by laying more emphasis on public participation in development programs and other efforts. Both the House of Parliament will resume the discussions on the Union Budget 2024-25 today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the budget on the 23rd of this month. It has drawn a range of reactions from both ruling and opposition members. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, United States of America and Australia, will attend the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue or Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Tokyo today. During the meeting, the foreign ministers will take forward discussions held during the last meeting in New York in September last year and exchange views on developments in the Indo-Pacific region and review progress on Quad initiatives and working groups. The ministers will discuss regional and international issues and guide future collaboration to achieve the shared vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific region by addressing contemporary priorities of the region through delivery of public goods. Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD, has sealed 13 coaching centres in the old Rajendra Nagar area of Delhi that were found violating rules. The move comes a day after sudden flooding in the basement of an IAS coaching centre in Delhi that killed 3 students. A team from the civic body conducted searches at several coaching centres in the area yesterday and sealed the institutes that were running commercial activities in the basement. The MCD has come under fire for not ensuring proper enforcement of building norms in the national capital after the incident. Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad activists staged a protest outside Delhi Mayor Shelley Oberoi's residence yesterday. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has taken cognizance of the flood incident at a coaching centre in old Rajendra Nagar, New Delhi, where 3 students, including 2 women, lost their lives. In a social media post, the NCW said that the allegations of ignored appeals for drain cleaning are concerning. The Commission announced that a hearing on this matter is scheduled for the 2nd of next month. NCW has issued a notice to the MLA of Rajendra Nagar Assembly, Durgesh Pathak, and directed him to appear in person. Ministry of Education will celebrate the fourth anniversary of the implementation of the National Education Policy 2020 with Akhil Bharatiya Siksha Samagam 2024 at Manekshaw Center Auditorium in New Delhi today. The Akhil Bharatiya Siksha Samagam has been conceptualized to reinvigorate the commitment of various stakeholders for the effective implementation of the National Education Policy 2020. On the occasion, Union Minister for Education, Dharmendra Pradhan, will share his experience in spearheading the implementation of the National Education Policy 2020. Mr. Pradhan will also inaugurate several important initiatives of the Department of Education, including dedicated TV channels to facilitate learning of various Indian languages. To commemorate its 75th anniversary, the Supreme Court will organize a special Lok Adalat Week from today. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, Justice K.V. Vishwanathan said, "This initiative aims to address the backlog of cases pending before the Supreme Court." He encouraged litigants to take advantage of the Lok Adalat or the People's Court. He described this initiative as a platform for resolving disputes voluntarily and amicably. Justice Vishwanathan added that Lok Adalats are an efficient and cost-effective means of accessing justice.
The Lok Adalat Week has been organized from 29th July to 3rd of August. In this week, those litigants who wish to amicably resolve their disputes and settle them voluntarily are welcome to have their cases taken up and work towards arriving at a mutually acceptable settlement.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India and Saudi Arabia have discussed various opportunities for bilateral investments in diverse areas, including refining, renewable energy, and petrochemical plants. Both sides reviewed measures aimed at promoting two-way investments in a mutually beneficial manner at the first meeting of the India-Saudi Arabia High-Level Task Force on Investments, co-chaired by the Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, P.K. Mishra, and the Saudi Energy Minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, in a virtual mode yesterday. On the second day of Paris Olympics, ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakkar opened the medals tally for India with a bronze in women's 10-meter air pistol event yesterday. With the feat, Manu became the first Indian woman ever to win an Olympic medal in shooting competition. Moreover, Indian shooters Ramita Jindal and Arjun Babuta qualified for the finals in the women's 10-meter air rifle and the men's 10-meter air rifle events, respectively. More from our correspondent.
28 July 2024 will be remembered forever as Manu Bhakkar's Day in Paris. What a stunning performance from the shooter who right from her teenage days had the talent and promise of an Olympic medal. And yesterday at the 33rd Olympiad in the French capital, she made sure that she entered the record books, bringing home a bronze medal for India. It was also our country's first medal of these games. In Indian action today, Ramita in the women's 10-meter air rifle and Arjun Babuta in the men's 10-meter air rifle in contention for a medal today. In badminton, reigning Asian Games men's doubles champions Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will be in action, while Ashwini Ponappa and Tanisha Krasto will feature in the women's doubles. Lakshya Sen will play Belgium's Julian Karaji later in the day. In hockey, India play Argentina, while in archery, India in the quarterfinals of the men's team competition. Late in the evening, Manika Batra will be challenged by Indian origin Prithika Pavade from France. Savio Di Narona at Paris 2024.
At the third day of the Paris Olympics, all eyes will be on the Indian shooters as Ramita Jindal will be competing the medal round of 10-meter air rifle women's final at 1 p.m., while Arjun Babuta will also compete in the same event's final, but in men's category at 3:30 p.m. India have taken an unassailable 2-0 lead in the three-match T20 series against Sri Lanka at the Pallikkale International Cricket Stadium. The men in blue defeated the hosts in the second T20 match by 7 wickets by DLS method on a rain-affected evening. Meanwhile, Sri Lankan fans had something to cheer for as the women's team led by Chamari Attaputtu lifted their maiden Women's Asia Cup trophy at Dambulla. A report.
It was a day of ups and downs for Indian cricket as the men's team took an unassailable lead in the three-match T20 series over Sri Lanka, while the Sri Lankan women's team defeated India in the final of Asia Cup. The men in blue chased down the revised target of 78 runs, winning the game by 7 wickets in a rain-affected match comfortably after the Sri Lankan team suffered yet another batting collapse. Ravi Bishnoi was the recurring chief for India with 3 crucial wickets as Sri Lanka could score only 161 runs for 9 wickets in their 20 overs. Yashasvi Jaiswal, Surya Kumar Yadav and Hardik Pandya excelled with the bat, taking India home with ease. Meanwhile, it was heartbreak for Indian women's team as Chamari Athappattu-led Sri Lanka held their nerves to beat the 7-time champions India to lift their maiden Asia Cup title. For Akashwani News, Ahmed Moeen Farooqi from Dambulla.
International Tiger Day is being celebrated today. The main aim behind this day is to promote a global system for protecting the natural habitats of tigers and to raise awareness and support about the tiger conservation. According to World Wildlife Fund, tiger populations are currently stable or increasing in India. The Tiger Reserves of India was set up in 1973 and are governed by Project Tiger, which is administrated by the National Tiger Conservation Authority. India is home to 80% of tigers in the world. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has declared the Common University Entrance Test CUET-UG 2024 results. The entrance test was conducted for over 14,99,000 registered candidates. These candidates had applied for various combinations of subjects across 283 central, state and other participating universities and institutions for the academic session 2024-25. The examination was conducted between 15th and 29th of May at various centres located in 379 cities, including 26 cities outside India. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast widespread light to moderate rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan during next 5 days. It has also forecast scattered to fairly widespread rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan during next 5 days. IMD added that isolated very heavy rainfall is also expected over East Rajasthan today and over West Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand on Wednesday. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on preventing and treating diabetes. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to experts regarding symptoms, causes, treatment and prevention of diabetes, as well as maintaining a healthy lifestyle. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-234-21050 and 011-231-4444 at 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. Calling to join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign and fight against drug abuse, the Asian Age quotes the Prime Minister urging people to buy khadi and cheer for Bharat in Mann Ki Baat. Government clarifies on tax clearance certificate for going abroad, proposing only those accused of financial irregularities or having huge tax arrears needed, states the Pioneer. Producing first repository of exquisite flooring patterns designed for Rashtrapati Bhavan by Latins, Chandigarh College etches its name on India's architectural landscape, writes the Tribune. Inspired by National Education Policy 2020, CBSE exam plan to ease pressure on class 5 and 8 students, cites the Economic Times. CUET results finally out, admissions to begin soon, notes the Times of India. And finally, the family village nation celebrates as Manu Bhakar wins historic medal, opens India's account, becoming the first ever woman shooter from our country to win one on the Olympic podium, headlines Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses with Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of BJP ruled states steps to increase outreach of central government schemes. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Tokyo today. MCD seals basement of 13 civil services coaching institutes in Delhi after old Rajendra Nagar mishap. Government to celebrate 4th anniversary of National Education Policy 2020 with Akhil Bharatiya Siksha Samagam in New Delhi today. Manu Bhakar becomes first Indian woman to win an Olympic medal in shooting competition. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.